Welcome to day 119. We are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, and these are the Mishnayos for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach. Now, we saw yesterday the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who said that when it comes to Kilayim, Ein Adam Mekadesh Davar She'eno Shelo. When it comes to Kilayim, a person cannot possibly create an Isser, create a prohibition in someone else's Tevuah, in someone else's grain. So if you were to take your vine and drape it over someone else's grain, your vine would become prohibited because of Kilayim, but it would not prohibit the grain of the other person, because your actions couldn't possibly cause someone else's grain to become kilayim. So on that note, says Mishnah Hey, Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Yossi who had that opinion in the last Mishnah, says Rabbi Yossi, Maisa be'echad shezara es karma, is a story of someone who planted grain, planted kilayim in his vineyard, vashvis, during the Shemitah year. That's, this year is the Shemitah year, right? We know the halacha is that generally land is considered hefker, considered ownerless during the Shemitah year. So even though you normally own the field, in the seventh year, it's considered as if you don't own the field. So the story came in front of Maisa lefnei Rabbi Akiva. They brought this in front of Rabbi Akiva. They asked him, what's the halacha? What's the status of this field? Va'amar, and he said, Ein Adam Mekadesh Davar She'eno Shelo. That's the concept we've been seeing. He says that a person couldn't possibly create any sort of Isser, prohibition of Kilayim in someone else's field. And because during the Shemitah year, this field is not technically owned by the usual owner, therefore it's considered as if it belongs to someone else, so to say, and therefore Kilayim does not take hold. All the produce would actually be permitted. So Rabbi Yossi uses this psak of Rabbi Akiva to support, to buttress the opinion that he said that, in the last Mishnah, that when it comes to Kilayim, we do not create any sort of Isser in someone else's field. That is Mishnah Hey. Says Mishnah Vav, Ha'anas Shazara Es Akerim, a thief stole a vineyard, so to say, and then planted kilayim in the vineyard. V'yatza milfanav, but it eventually got back to the owner. So when the thief had it, obviously he didn't own the land, he just took it, right? So it still belonged to the original owner, and yet he planted kilayim in there. And we know the halacha, we saw it a few times already, that Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that you are not able to create any sort of prohibition to someone else's field. So the thief was planting someone else's field. So what's the halacha? Kotsro afil b'moed. The Mishnah says, when the owner gets it back, you're allowed to harvest it even during Chol HaMoed. Very relevant for today. The halacha usually by Chol HaMoed is that you're not allowed to do any work on your field unless it's a davar ha'aved, unless it needs to be done right now, or otherwise it'll be lost, it'll be ruined, unless you can incur a great financial loss because of it. So generally we don't harvest during Chol HaMoed. But the Mishnah says that you're allowed to harvest it even during Chol HaMoed. Imagine you get the field back. The owner gets it back during Chol HaMoed. So what's going on here? Why does he have to harvest it at all? We just said that if Kilayim is created by someone else who doesn't own the field, then it shouldn't take hold. It shouldn't be prohibited. So the truth is, the Mefarshim point out, yes, that's exactly what's going on. Technically, the Kilayim did not take hold. Even though the thief planted it, it is permitted. But because the field never changes the actual location of the field, it looks to others, if they don't know that it was done by a thief, it looks to others as though there is Kilayim that is growing in someone's field. And therefore, because of Maris Ayin, we've seen this a few times, Maris Ayin is very important when it comes to Kilayim. We tell the person that you actually do have to harvest all of that produce, and you're even allowed to do it during Chol HaMoed. It's more important to show people that you care about Kilayim than the Davar Ha'aved question during Chol HaMoed. Continues the Mishnah, Ad Kama Hu Nosen Apalim, let's say you have to hire others, let's say it's a very large field and you have to harvest a lot. So how much do you have to pay others to help you harvest that field? Ad Shlish. Up to a third, meaning a third of their normal wages. If you usually pay them $75, you can pay them up to $100 to help you get rid of this this not real kilayim, but what could look like kilayim. Yes, Rami Khan, but if you have to pay more than that, kotzer kedarko v'holech, then you can just harvest it the normal way. You don't have to pay those people more than a third. You don't have to hire anyone else. You do the best that you can. Afil la'achar moed, even if that means that you have to continue doing it after chol moed, even if it stays in your field. And we don't worry that people are going to say, hey, you're not taking care of the kilayim, because people see that you're working on it, and they'll assume that you'll continue doing it after chol moed. Now, the last part of the Mishnah, Emasaihu Nikra Anas. When does it become actually the possession of the thief? The thief started taking hold of whatever that land. There's a whole question in halacha how a person takes a property that is karka as opposed to metalton. Metalton is easy when it comes to movable property. You just take it and you take possession. But by property, it doesn't move. So the question is, how do you acquire it? So our Mishnah is asking, when does it become the property of the thief? Imagine the thief holds on to this land. When does it become the property of the thief such that it would become kilayim if he continued to plant that grain in the vineyard? The Mishnah says, Misha Yishka, which is when people start to forget that the original owner owned it, right? When they start to associate with the person who's there now, with a thief, and they forget that the original owner originally owned that property, and that's when it becomes the owner, the possession of the thief. That is Mishnah Vav. We will continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.